This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Hey, it's Bob Tuscan here with Steve Starrs, my colleague and co-host for Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Steve, you're in the state of Colorado, right?
Yes, I am. I'm in the state of Colorado.
And, of course, the state of Colorado is known for many things. Most recently, it's known for the great cannabis sativa being legal there.
And yeah, that's one of the things. And of course, we've had a lot of shootings here, too.
Exactly, a lot of shootings.
That has nothing to do with the cannabis sativa.
Well, although they might try to spin it that way. Who knows? Yeah. Wait for that. Just wait for that, folks.
Right.
Steve, there's a new documentary on PBS there, isn't there?
That's right. That's correct. And we were talking with our friend Ron Agner, and we may be able to pull him up for a little bit tonight as a teaser for a program we'd like to do. Apparently, there's a program that's coming up on PBS, and it may not run on all the PBS affiliates, but you may be able to find it. It's on Channel 12, the one that's in Denver, the KBDI affiliate here. And you can also Google, I am Adam Lanza, I will be famous. Okay, and this documentary that's coming up is apparently going to be the making, a video shot of Adam Lanza's uncle, James Champion. And there's a film talking about the making of Adam Lanza, how he was, what went into the process that turned this young man into the alleged shooter at Sandy Hook, friends. And so we
sounds like the making of a movie here. Jeez,
that's what it is. It is a very big film that's running on PBS tonight. Tonight, you may check your ratings. I don't want you to tune out of our show, but you will want to be looking for that. And we're going to have we may see if we can get Ron Agner on to talk a little bit about this. Ron is a very good good friend of Donna Taylor. Excuse me. Excuse me. Had that that cold weather.
Yeah, we had Donna Taylor on. Her son was shot several times in Columbine and is being held by the state, last I checked anyways.
Yeah, the situation is still the same. He wrote a book, he recovered, he went on his tour, and he didn't really hate these boys. He was trying to get inside their heads and find out what went into Klebold and Harris's actions. And if you Google the term Walsh butt rape, you're going to find out.
Steve, it's a family show, please.
Okay, it is a family show, and this is a very, very ugly subject matter, so I'm sorry, friends, to have to bring it up. But you can find out a lot about what happened and what went into the whole situation that created these monsters, Klebold and Harris. Now, you can also Google I Am Adam Lanza, I Will Be Famous, and you can realize that Adam Lanza was obsessed by Columbine for some reason. This is what Ron Agner was going to tell us all about. And now we also have the Arapaho High School shooting in the same county as the theater shooting. And we're asking, what about Carl Pearson? Was he also raped? So there's a lot of these people, including Ken Salazar, Secretary of the Interior.
By the way, Carl Pearson is the most recent shooter in Colorado, right?
Right. That was at the Arapahoe High School shooting. So, you know, we may bring Ron up here because we'd like to do a whole show. We may get John DeCamp as well. John DeCamp has been working with us. Do you know who John DeCamp is, right, Bob? John DeCamp?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, from the Franklin, you know, cover-up and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, John DeCamp has been busy with us as well, helping. We still have Donna and Mark. And, of course, Mark's situation is very, very dire. He's basically been incarcerated because they've kept him on drugs so long that he's reliant on them now. But he tried to speak out about a lot of the things that weren't being covered, and there's been an enormous attempt to try to keep this information out of the public awareness about what was going on behind all these things that created some of these very dangerous personalities in these boys. So I guess we'll just take it as it comes, Bob. And you know, Ron is standing by if we want to try to get a hold of him and bring him on for a teaser tonight. And if people are out there, they may be able to see this show on PBS called Creating Adam Lanza and why he was obsessed with Columbine and a few of these things.
Okay, yeah, let's get him on for the next segment. What do you say?
Okay, well, let's shoot for it. I think he's standing by waiting for us, so hopefully we'll have him up. And
okay, Mr. Producer, if you can work on connecting him, and we'll handle that next segment. All right, in other news, I filled in for John Stadmiller today. I don't know if I told you that, Steve.
Wow, that's great, you know.
That's not the news, by the way, but it was going to segue me to mention a story that I covered. Did you hear about this new class that they're teaching at a Oxford high school in Massachusetts?
No, I didn't. What is it? Oxford? No.
It's a class on conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And some of those conspiracy theories include AIDS.
Yes.
9/11. Cancer.
Yeah.
And so many more.
Well, that's good. You know, the question is, do they provide the information accurately? I mean, it's very hard to get around the whole situation with 9/11 simply by looking at World Trade Center 7. I mean, it's pretty well over in like 5 minutes if you look at that and let it sink
in.
Well,
I think the class is set up to be a skeptics class, meaning not the true skeptics, but the anti-truther class. And long story short, I think that... it might backfire. Some of these students might find out that, hey, you know what? There might be something to this, quote, conspiracy theory. Now, obviously, they try to label it that way and muddy the water so that these students already come in with a preconceived bias. But the bottom line is, I think it's kind of neat, although, of course, they're doing it. And there's no word yet, Steve, if it's part of the whole Common Core
curriculum.
Yeah.
Well, what about James Tracy, our good friend from down in, is it the University of Florida, Bob, where he's
at FAU.
Okay.
Yeah. Florida Atlantic University, near my hometown in South Florida.
Right.
And yeah, he's a professor that, I mean, he doesn't have a class called conspiracy theories, although there is one in Brandeis University. You know,
Brandon, there was a conspiracy in effect right there for something to fall over to interrupt you, Bob.
I hit a plane on my desk. Yeah, Brandeis University, predominantly Jewish, if not all Jewish university, has a class about conspiracy theories to discuss their connection with anti-Semitism and anti-Catholicism. That's from the description itself on the curriculum's website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting because... you know, anti-Catholicism and anti-Semitism or Judaism, if you like, you would think that those two groups would be at odds with each other after all these years. But now they have classes defending both of them as being perpetuators of conspiracies, I guess. Huh?
Sure. I mean, neither one is Catholicism, the Vatican, or Zionism, Judaism is behind any of the world's problems. And to suggest that they are, right, you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Anybody who doesn't like Catholics and Jews has got to be a racist hater. And facts be damned. You know, knee jerk is ready. You know, and that's what they're going to do. You know, so cool. Well, that's how they're going to handle all this. Apparently, well,
sure.
Good. You know, I think I see from a note here from Mr. Producer that we did get Ron in contact, so we can have him coming up in the next segment.
great. So Ron's coming on. He's going to talk to us a little bit about the real story behind the Adam Lanza case. We'll revisit Columbine, and we'll give you a nice 10-minute segment to preview a future show that we'll do with him in greater detail. So that's coming up in just moments. Folks, if you want to email me, it's thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. And by the way, I forgot to mention this earlier today when I was filling in for John Stadmiller. I finally got a Twitter. I was pressured by a colleague of mine at Blacklisted News to get a Twitter account. I've been extremely reluctant to do so. I was extremely reluctant to get Facebook, which is facebook.com/Bob Tuskin. But I got a Twitter account, and it's @Bob_Tuskin. Somebody stole Bob Tuskin already. Anyways, we'll be right back.
All right.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original Truth Radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuskin Show. We're going to talk with Ron Agner for a little bit about the Adam Lanza case, as well as the Columbine case and the connection between the two incidents. There's also the most recent shooting from Arapahoe High School, all in the home state of both my colleague and co-host Steve Starrs, and Ron Agner, who joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. Ron, how are you tonight, my friend?
You're good.
Well, Steve, you want to start us off here?
Well, there's some new developments and some things. A PBS special is coming out tonight. Ron can tell you about that. But we have learned a lot more about Adam Lanza and the alleged Sandy Hook shooting incident. And Ron's going to fill us in on a little bit of that. Of course, he's been working with Mark Taylor and Donna Taylor. Mark was the survivor, as you said, in the first segment of the Columbine shooting. And a lot went on that we didn't know about that caused these boys to fly off the handle and do this atrocious event. And Ron's an expert on that, and he's been following this for years. Probably one of the best people who I think authoritatively is on the ground with the whole reality of all of these shootings. There's a lot of them going on in Colorado. And Ron, I'm just going to ask you to fill us in. What's new? Tell us what are some of the things you found out recently.
Well, we've been on the track of following pedophilic behavior and how it links to school shootings. And obviously, we didn't connect the dots to Columbine as much as Adam Lanza connected the dots to Columbine. And that was something that came out in the latest report, that Adam Lanza was obsessed by Columbine. Interestingly enough, he also had materials relating to pedophilia, but no pedophilia. In other words, he didn't have kiddie porn or anything like that. He was interested in the subject.
So is it likely he was a victim of this as well, and maybe mind-controlled in some way?
Well, it's easy to find out he was a victim. If you have a pencil and paper, search word, Google, I am Adam Lanza, I will be famous. What that's going to do is going to bring you to a YouTube. YouTube's down, but it was a screen capture. I witnessed it when it was still up, but in this case, it's clear. Adam Lanza's posted this YouTube the day before the tragedy. Makes it sound like it's, couldn't be debunked, because it's hard to do that before something happens.
I hate to be skeptical here, but how do we know Adam Lanza himself actually posted this YouTube video?
Well, in that case, do we really know? We know that the police department in Connecticut was investigating it, and they haven't debunked it. So I would assume that if it can't be debunked, it must be true. But anyway, in that...
No. That's not a proper assumption,
well,
but I hear you.
Okay, well, let's put them to the heat, if that's the case. Let's ask him.
Fair enough.
but anyway, in this YouTube, if you really believe it's real, I do, it says, all she wanted was the picture-perfect life. I guess me being raped by perverts was not in her idyllic plans. It goes on, effort. And it's signed, I'm Adam Lanza. People will hate me. I will be immortal. So,
who was he talking about? Was he talking about his mother?
Well, obviously. Yeah.
And do you think that somehow she exploited him to these circles of pedophiles?
Maybe she didn't even do it intentionally. Maybe she just didn't protect him. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know. But that's what we're going with. And in this case, there's people that don't even know about that video who are saying, oh, but it's the Catholic Church that he went to. So, they've done some studies that Bishop Accountability makes it look like that Catholic Church was some kind of a haven for pedophiles. I'm telling you, there's a pedophilic connection. And what you need to know is anybody that's mildly interested in Columbine would find our website, in which we explain that Eric Harris was raped. And in this case, I think we've got us a copycat that goes right to the source here. In Colorado, we've had two other shootings where there was a pedophilic connection, and there's never been an investigation of that.
Okay, well, let's say that we established that it's a fact that both cases had pedophiles involved. Who are these pedophiles? And what are the motives besides?
In the case of Columbine, we have a file that was in the Columbine investigation that clearly points to Tim Walsh, who was the arresting officer during the January incident. So to let you know how easy it would be for Atlanta to discover this, Google January incident. That, you know, that's as easy as it is. So it, there's a lot of, we've got over 3 million hits on our YouTubes. So there's many, 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 many children that know the truth about Columbine. A number of these kids are kids that have been abused themselves. Imagine being an abused child. And you seek out a hero, and you find out Eric Harris was a rape child, too. And here it is, 14 years after that, and nobody has done anything for Eric Harris, who's been raped. How would you feel if you'd been raped and you were in that position? Would it kind of give you a hopeless feeling?
Well, my take is that pedophilia is used as a tool to brainwash people. And
it's part
been
of the
used.
There's
something to the fact that when you create this trauma on a child, that there's a schism in their brain and they compartmentalize things and act in a certain way at a certain time that is not themselves, and they can be manipulated and used as a Manchurian candidate. Is that what you're thinking happened here?
Well, I don't have to think that. Can I say that it show signs of that? We only discovered that because of the January incident when we found this file labeled, excuse the word, walshbuttrape.txt. So in this case, we started investigating that. We found a lot of supporting evidence. But then we have John DeCamp on Monteith show.
Mm-hmm.
And on the Dr. Monteith show, he's telling Dr. Monteith that the boys were raped multiple times. So that lends itself to think that maybe this was trauma-based mind control, because they, I've had it explained to me as somewhat like a hooker is being controlled by a pimp kind of a thing. I don't know. You know, it's not my area of expertise, but it just seems to make me think that there could be something to that. There's people that claim that Eric Harris could have been utilized because of his father's military background at Flat Air Force Base in New York. So many of these things, yeah, we don't know the answers to, but we do know, and we have supporting evidence. We've actually got the, this is interesting because, see, we're dealing with information no one else has. John DeCamp gave us over 16,000 pages of files. So we have the depositions of the killer's parents, which have been long sought after. They're actually under seal. So can I say, with just our knowledge, we know that the Columbine shooters were raped, no doubt about it. Now we deal with the fact that Adam Lanza was raped. And what's curious here is if you YouTube a little clip of this upcoming program, Raising Adam Lanza. All you have to do is type in Raising Adam Lanza clip.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase you.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Show. Sorry about that, Ron. We got cut off by a hard commercial break. Why don't you go and pick it up where we left off?
Well, I was thinking I got cut off because I don't know. I was just rambling on. I have a tendency to
tell us about this new documentary that's coming out on PBS.
I'm sorry, sir?
You were beginning to tell us about this new documentary that's coming out.
Yeah, I actually got in touch with the PBS people today and told them they need to learn what Adam Lanza knows about Columbine to understand his obsession. Maybe this is what we need, is to have a reinvestigation of Columbine so people know what we're talking about here. But in the case of Columbine, 75% of school shooters reference Columbine. It's that serious. Yeah, we're here watching all the time school shooters that for any number of reasons have attacked their school, and they bring up Columbine. What concerns us are the ones that think that it was about school bullying. Now, here's a feeder school to Arapahoe School, Isaac Newton Middle School. A lot of the kids were going to Isaac Newton Middle School when they were escaping Arapahoe. But just the day before the first half of the 13th anniversary, a kid has prepared a bomb to put under the jocks table. He was going to blow the cafeteria up at that school. Well, we contacted Littleton school authorities and said, you know, that's quite wrong if you realize that the shooters weren't angry at their school. They were angry at the police department. So you understand that even after we've gone and tried to repair damage that could have caused a huge tragedy, they still won't do anything. They're brain dead. I don't know what to tell you, but when they're redirecting the children's anger towards their school and their classmates, they're doing wrong. Yeah, direct the anger to where we learned through our research it needs to be directed to. How hard is it to explain that the boys left a written motive? Said they're angry about the January incident. Yeah, my wrath for January's incident will be godlike, not to mention our revenge in the commas. And that's what we stand on as being the written motive. It is. Going on, why don't they, you know, the FBI and the CBI and the Secret Service, they're all doing profiles of those kids. How could they miss a picture that Harris drew that has been in their files for years, say, labeled Walsh Blood Rape? Are these people brain dead? No, they're corrupt. So we need to focus on that. You know, we're fighting a political enemy here that seems to think that they're going to get away with raping our children. And I don't know why they want to be the enemy. We're seriously interested in protecting children. So if you're against us, then I guess you're not a good person, you know. It's a very interesting litmus test. We almost consider it a kind of like the tar baby. Yeah, we're just in contact with, famous politician Michelle Bachmann. We sent her all of our information. We're expecting her to do the right thing on this. And if she doesn't, then we'll just put her on the list of the rest of the politicians that did the wrong thing, like President Clinton, a number of the other ones that we've talked to. So I'm just telling you, we're in a system here that doesn't seem to be interested in protecting children. They don't even discuss the pedophilic behavior that precedes these tragedies. And I think
let me ask you a question about the video shot of Adam Lanza. About his uncle, James Champion. How does that all connect to this? You mentioned that.
Well, it's just, if you know that the boy was raped, then you have to start looking at what kind of environment he was being raised in. And in this case, we see that he was being raised in a home with a police officer, as this clip shows James Champion grooming him. That's all we know, okay? Otherwise, and that's, can I say, only because that happens to be what Eric Harris's and Dylan Klebold's issue was. They were raped by cops.
And these were Freemasons as well, if I'm not mistaken?
Professor?
These were Freemasons?
I have no clue. You know, a lot of people want to pin it on the Freemasons or the Jews or the anti-Semitic. You know, I'm going to blame it on everybody. Everybody that is an adult in this country and does not understand that children are being raped, I'll blame it on all of you, including you. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't like to lay blame, but I know that there's some serious problems with the way we're dealing with the children. And if we can't be responsible enough as adults to take responsibility for what is going on with the children instead of blaming the children, you understand that's what they've been doing with this. Oh, it's all about school bullying. No, it's very little to do with school bullying. Let's look at ourselves and see what we're doing to the children. Okay. And while we're at it, let's take a look at what we're doing to them financially, for God's sake.
So the question I'm asking, though, is a lot of our listeners, of course, and I'm one of them, who believes that Adam Lanza could not have possibly have been alone in all of this. And I wonder who else was involved. I know there were people that were rounding up there in the woods. So the question is, was this something that was psychologically programmed, do you think, as part of that whole ordeal, or was this just a reaction from Adam?
It's very, very, very strange. I mean, that's what I see. Very, 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 very strange. Particularly the way the victims' families are acting. You know, Columbine I was around everybody, particularly the families of the dead, because I was involved with the process. And in this case, can I say that what I see at Sandy Hook is so much different, so much different. We were angry. We were wanting some truth. Where are these Sandy Hook people who have joined in saying, wait a minute, this doesn't sound right to us? We were leading the charge at Columbine. Nobody wanted to listen to us, but we were leading a charge saying, hey, wait, we're being messed with here. We're wanting the legislative inquiries. We're wanting the grand juries. We were standing up trying to get to the truth. And we don't see that at Sandy Hook. Most amazing.
Right, exactly. This person, his uncle, apparently had some involvement with law enforcement. He was attending a parochial Catholic school for a while. He seemed to be rather recluse. We don't know much about Adam Lanza at all. And, of course, we don't really know too much about these other families. There's so many mysteries and so much bad information about Sandy Hook. I don't blame everybody for being cynical. I'm just trying to weed through the whole thing.
The main question here is, are we going to tolerate them treating us like a bunch of sheeple when our children are in danger? We've been dealing this with since Columbine. These people won't listen to us. And I'll have to say, they must be Satanists. I can't understand why they wouldn't protect their own children. Aren't we all into this together? Aren't we supposed to be responsible adults and see that the children are well protected? What's wrong with these people that would tolerate the children being raped? Just don't understand their thinking.
Well, you've dealt with a lot of other issues in Colorado, up in the neck of the woods where you live as well. There's been a lot of this kind of trouble. And what a lot of people don't realize is there were some other people of very high notoriety involved in the cover-up, including Ken Salazar. That name might ring a bell. Secretary of Interior, the guy that was whitewater rafting while the BP oil spill was going on, if you remember him. He's gone now.
Yeah, he was already corrupted by Columbine. He's the kingpin. Okay, try that again. He's the kingpin of the Columbine cover-up, him and Bill Ritter especially.
Right.
Now, what you witnessed was Bill Ritter going to the Sandy Hook Commission. Okay, this is after a flowery speech by the Connecticut governor that he wants all this information to be dealt with appropriately. Well, guess what? When we saw Bill Ritter going to the meeting, we were going, oh, my God, he's one of the cover-up artists. Yeah, he's the one that would force the fact that Columbine was about school bullying down our throats. We went to all the meetings. He was the ramrod of all that stuff. And what is he doing now talking to the Sandy Hook Commission? So we offered, Donna Taylor and all of her supporters offered to go to the Sandy Hook Commission and explain to them that we had a lot more information than that joker did.
And you were denied.
Right.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, they wouldn't invite us.
Right. They won't listen to you. They won't, they've done everything they can to silence Mark after he was shot at Columbine. They've done all this, they're really taking an offensive, posture against you guys to keep you out of the media and any connection to any of this.
You talk about an offensive posture. I've been thrown down, assaulted, my back injured. I've been thrown in jail twice. They've come to my house with 8 cops to arrest me for not showing up to an appointment that I didn't have to go to. You know what I'm saying? This is getting a little crazy.
Well, you're going to have to come on for a full show, Ron, and keep us up to date with all this, because we're out of time for this segment, and I look forward to hearing more. This is crazy stuff. Folks, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Well, if we just take away all the guns, that'll be a solution to these school shootings. No guns, yeah. No school shootings.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point of what they're trying to do, I think, obviously, and how they're managing these things, particularly with Sandy Hook, in my opinion, which was definitely a setup. How much of, to what extent Adam Lanza was involved with this, I have serious questions. I don't know. You know, I think that he was definitely the person they blamed, the shooter, remember? And the news media was talking about the shooters the day this all happened. I saw the helicopter footage of those guys they rounded up in the woods. They were sitting in the police cars. We've never heard anything more about that. And we don't know. And I know a lot of people are skeptical about everything. And I'm saying that, you know, what happens with a lot of these events is they're partly truth and partly fiction, a walking contradiction. I mean, there are facts, and there probably were some fatalities at Sandy Hook. How many, we don't know. Who were the perpetrators? Was Adam Lanza one of them? He might have been one of the perpetrators, but he might not have been the only one. The question you have to go, you have to look into on these things is, how do you differentiate between what is actual truth and what was fabricated? To say the whole thing was fabricated, I think that's a far stretch. I don't think you can go that far. I think there were actually fatalities. Somebody was shot there. Who shot them and how many times and how many people? That's the real question. Because the story has changed so much from the beginning, and there's so many questions left. You see where I'm going with that, Bob?
I do. Is Ron still on the line, by the way? Mr. Producer?
If you want to believe that there's something wrong with that church, they did see the nuns running around, so that kind of made me kind of curious.
Yeah.
People on a purple van with nun costumes on there.
Right. And there's been questions about the fatalities and the body count and the photographs that were mismatched and various things. There's a lot of questions about all of this, of course. But I do believe there were some fatalities, or at least there were some real victims. I just don't know how many, and I don't know how involved a lot of these other families are that were supposed to be the victims' families. I'm not sure I believe a lot of that stuff. And sure. I'm not even sure that Adam Lanza was there, or maybe he showed up later. He might have tried to get out of this thing and ended up as one of the victims and placed there on the scene. I don't know, or theoretically placed there on the scene. I don't even know if that's the case. But what do we know about the facts differentiating from what we see about Adam Lanza and his background? And that's where we start to untie this hard knot, I think.
And that's where I'd like to make a general statement. Why don't we know?
Right.
Yeah, what kind of sheeple are we that we're going to stand on the sidelines and let them feed us this stuff and not get to the bottom of it? You were asking me earlier, why don't we know whether this YouTube was real or not?
That's not what I asked. I asked whether or not we know if it was him who actually put it out there.
And well, it could be real. Yeah, we'd like to know.
Yeah, it could be real and have been put out by somebody else.
Well, they did mention that anyone that would be putting something out fraudulently would be dealt with to the fullest extent of the law, if you remember. And we haven't heard any of arrests, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, they also haven't arrested the media, who's done a poor job in general, so, yeah.
Well, I think the whole thing, anybody that was caught lying, they should do exactly to the media what they promised to do to what they're considering the people on the internet that really don't have any reputation to defend, or, you know what I'm saying? These people that have made these comments need to be called out. Okay, what about this meeting the day before, ABC? What about that meeting? Where did you learn about this meeting? And what was being discussed at this meeting when Adam Lanza went to the school the day before? You know what I'm saying? We need these questions answered.
Yeah, clarify that for facts, because that's a little vague in my mind. You're saying events happened the day before, and what do we know, Ron, about what happened the day before at Sandy Hook, before the incident?
All we know is that they made a report saying that he had gone to the school. There were four of the faculty there. Three of them ended up dead the next day. The fourth one wasn't there that day. Now, then all of a sudden it changes to, no, what didn't happen.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So, we haven't seen any surveillance video, which they were supposed to have upgraded recently, and they have destroyed the school now, you know, and they're tearing it down to rebuild it. There's definitely a cover-up of some kind going on, and it looks to me like what they were trying to do fell apart as usual, another WTC7 moment when things all go to pieces. They've got to do a fast job of controlling the information and damage control, which is what the news media does.
See, they were controlling the information at Columbine. We lost two Columbine students at a Subway shop where the school resource officer at one time claimed he was when he got the first call. Next thing you know, the two kids that were in that shop are dead now. And they never did find out.
And those two kids had connections to people who were talking about this incident. Isn't that correct?
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
They had witnessed something. And in this case, there was still money in the register. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't
robbery. It was about information.
And
you know, they
didn't steal ham sandwiches either.
Because they had heard too much, you know?
Right. Right. Exactly. Very good points. Well, you know, what is your website, Ron, so that people can check it out? I know you're working with Columbine Family Request and a few other people. So we don't forget this if we run out of time. How can they look at the information you've been compiling over the years through all of these events and tying them, as you've done, I think, very well together, at least in terms of noticing certain traits that are identical or copycats in some cases? Oh, how can they find out about this information?
There's several ways to do this. You can just use the keywords I've mentioned, Columbine, familyrequest.org is where it's mostly, it's a very difficult website to, maneuver. Realize we're all, volunteers here. So, but if you go on to videos, it's kind of hard to find. You can, listen to a lot of the information that we put on videos, which is an easy way for you to digest all this. Goes into the child trafficking that we've learned was taking place here. Mark Taylor has a new video out. It's called Mark Taylor's Fight for Columbine, and you can YouTube that.
What is the latest with Mark Taylor, Ron? Is he still in custody of the state?
Same thing. Yeah, he keeps deteriorating. That's the sad thing. Gosh, he could be a perfect poster boy for Obamacare. Yeah, since they've taken control of his health, he's just deteriorated to the point where he's just a shell of himself. He was very spirited. Go to the movie Bowling for Columbine and witness him as the boy we knew until they got a hold of him.
Right.
Yeah, there was nothing wrong with him. And we actually went to to Michael Moore to try to get some help from Michael Moore. That son of a bitch wouldn't help. Choose the word, but that's who he is. He simply let Mark and Donna, there's poor Donna on her knees begging Mike to help her son, and he just treated them like trash. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
How do people do that?
Yeah. I think
anyway, there's so much of this where those poor people have been so abused. Donna is at a point now where she won't talk to anyone. She's shut herself down. She's suffering emotional trauma over all this. I don't blame her. You know, she's just had too much.
So the website is columbinefamilyrequest.org, right? Columbinefamilyrequest.org. And that's where you can find a lot of this information that you and Donna and the rest of us have been compiling for a long time. And, of course, these incidents keep repeating, or there are copycats if Adam Lanza was, in fact, that, as you say, he was. And it looks to me like there's a lead there. We need to follow up on this and find out because...
I think on all school shootings, they've missed the point. These children, a number of them that we've learned, have been raped. And for some reason, they don't want to deal with that issue. And I can understand if it's raped by cops.
But is this, do you think it's mind control tactics as well, creating, split personalities? We've heard a lot about that. Or we've had guests on who have talked about this before, so this is nothing new, and this is happening all over the world. But are these trauma-based incidents?
I've talked to people who have been under those MKUltra experiments, and I have to believe them. I've talked to them firsthand. And there's a guy named David Schurter who was a victim of that and... psychological mind control. He tells his whole story. He's out of Omaha. Ties in with the Franken cover up. The name of his book is The Rabbit Hole, where he talks about being raised by a family who was Satanist. That's horrible.
Yeah, Ron, we got a split, man. We'll do it again. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
All right.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With finance.